Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the El.En. First Half 2019 Financial Results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Fersini of Polytems HIR. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us in this conference. With me on the call, Andrea Cangioli, El.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, El.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remarks management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing to the company's beliefs, plan, objectives, estimates or expectation of a possible future result or event, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions and the condition in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed or actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. But let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangioli. Go on, Andrea.
Thank you, Bianca. Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining this conference call after the release of the 6 months financials. We are very pleased with the results of this semester, which showed record revenue and significant improvement in our profit generation. The first quarter results were already showing that the group was moving towards the right direction and recovering higher profitability standards. The second quarter, as I said, marked record quarterly revenues, which is an outstanding result for the second quarter, since the seasonal best is always in the fourth quarter. With such revenue volume, the quarter confirmed the positive trend and allowed the grabbing of significant leverage effect, enhancing both EBIT and EBIT margin. Enrico will shortly drive you through the details of the financials and the sales by sector and segment. I'd like to give you a short introduction and to give you a flavor on what in general is going on in our business. In the medical market, we register rapid growth all over the board. The most significant contributors have been the surgical application market in urology, namely laser systems for stone removal and for the treatment of the benign hyperplasia of the prostate, also known as BPH, jointly with the sale of single and multi-use optical fiber using the surgeries. Sales volume exceeded 50% growth in the semester. Sales volume increased for our top-level OEM partner, but also for the sales performed under our own brands, Quanta System at first, but also Jena Surgical brand. In the body-shaping arena, Onda CoolWave sales are picking up nicely. The number of shipped units is rapidly increasing, and Onda will be one of our single best-seller units at the end of the year. This is due to the confirmation of the system effectiveness, especially in the immediate skin tightening effect. Laser hair removal systems hold a solid lead among our systems for aesthetic applications, and marked a good revenue increase driven, among others, by the sales of our powerful Thunder MT by Quanta System and by the Mediostar monolith by Asclepion, which was very successful in Italy under the Estelog distribution. Our Japanese distribution quickly recovered from the low point of 2018, and in the semester, it was materially accretive both in revenue and in profits. We are undergoing a new upgrade campaign on the IPL hair removal systems installed base. We are adding new systems dedicated to the aesthetic market, and in this year, we are again taking advantage of our local distribution network to sell a high volume of lower cost energy-based devices throughout the customer of our installed base. Monolith Attach was not a sales increase contributor in the semester. We are working to make it pick it up again in the future. On this point, I confirm that we are striving to regain the phenomenal market acceptance we used to have in the US, and that we are doing it with a long-term clinical study jointly performed with Cynosure, today part of Hologic, our distributor for Monolith Attach in the United States. When I say long-term, in this case, I mean we won't see any result of this study and any effect before 2022. Clinical studies are becoming one of the largest accounts within our research and development expense. At the same time, we are not pulling the throttle from technical R&D, which has always been our strongest competitive weapon. There's a long pipeline of products to be released to the market in the coming months in all the disciplines. Specific care is devoted to the improvement of the technologies for urology application in order to maintain a technology leadership and gap in a segment where we have been growing so well. Now let's talk about the industrial market business. The revenue growth was once again strong, driven at first by the Chinese market for sheet metal cutting systems. In this segment, sales were softer in Italy. The Chinese market is continuously disturbed by the news on the tariff war between the US and China, which of course do not help the investments in capital equipment that need a good degree of confidence to support them. As I said, we did well in the semester in China, though we know that we are now going to face a slower phase in the coming months, while a strong recovery is expected on the Italian market. The Chinese market is experiencing a strong downward trend in the cost of the laser sources, the fiber laser sources, which is reflected in the average price reduction of our laser systems. The lower costs are attracting more customers, enlarging the size of the market, and attracting competitors too. Innovation in technical solutions and applications is the key for maintaining margin on sales in a price reduction phase. This is the reason why we are continuing to heavily spend in R&D also in our facilities in China. Concerning application innovation, I'd like to mention here the continued excellent performance of LASIT, our company based in Naples, specializing in marking application for identification. They're growing fast, more than 50% in the semester, and with an excellent level of profitability. This is due to their ability to flexibly adapt the technology to different markets and applications, ranging from surgical instruments to parts needed in car manufacturing. Ferrari is one of our most glamorous customers. From jewelry to the most diverse mechanical and electrical components manufacturers. We are ambitious in our plans of growth for the coming years, and we feel that our technological and market strengths, tied with the expected market trends, can continue to drive significant growth. In order to be ready to fulfill the increasing demand, we are undergoing an extensive logistic expansion and reorganization plan that is allowing a sharp increase in production capacity, but also in R&D and market penetration potential. As of today, and from the beginning of 2018, we accounted almost 30 million of euro in investments in new buildings, and we will slightly exceed the forecast mainly on this amount to be spent in the building investments, mainly because of the further investment opportunity we grabbed in the city of Lini in the province of Shandong in China for the market of sheet metal laser cutting systems. Before handing the call to Enrico, I'd like to share with you my recent experience at the opening of the new Asclepion building in Jena. We had the grand opening on Monday. In Jena, we significantly increased our production floor, about 35% increased surface, but the largest part of the surface expansion has been dedicated to better host other high-value activities. Labs for research and development, technical service labs, training areas, conference rooms, high-tech treatment cabins for application training, and also pleasant area like cafeteria, fitness area, roof terrace, dedicated to people and to their lives. To our customer, to our potential customers, but at first place to our employees, that will increase their productivity and creativity in an environment dedicated to the long-term sustainability of their motivation. Thank you, Rico.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning. On June 30, looking to the financials, revenue exceeding 188 million euros, up 17.3% compared to the first half of last year, and in Q2, the revenues exceeding 104 million euros, up 14.8%. In the period, the group has made 1 million of sales to leasing companies with a repurchase obligation, and therefore, in compliance with the IFRS 15, the sales are recognized as multi-year rentals, despite the fact that the price is already fully collected. So there is a negative impact on sales for 0.5% and for 0.2% in terms of EBIT margin. Gross margin on June was 74.3 million of euro, up 15% compared to the 64.7 million of June 2018. And the slight drop in sales margin from 40.3% to 39.5% is due to a slight decline in margin in the industrial sector and also suffers from a slight reduction in grants received as R&D contributions, a type of income whose time distribution is not uniform. The gross margin impact on sales substantially is unchanged in Q2 compared to Q1, and it is 0.9% better than Q2 2018. Operating costs were 21.5 million of euro, up 1.3%, and staff costs were 32.3 million of euro, with an increase of 15% compared to the 28.1 million of euro last year. And on June 2019, group's employees were over 1,400, with an increase of 71 units from the beginning of the year. EBITDA was 20.6 million of euro, up 34.2%, on the 15.3 million on June 2018, and with an impact on sales of 10.9%. Amortization and other accruals were 3.9 million of euro, up 48.6% on the 2.6 million of last year, due to the capital expenditure affected during the last months. It's also been noted that starting from January 1st, the IFRS 16 was applied, and an amount of 0.8 million of euro was reclassified from operating cost to depreciations. In H1, fixed cost as operating cost, staff cost, and depreciation decreased in impact on sales from 32.4% to 30.6% with a positive leverage effect on operating result. For this reason, EBIT was 16.7 million of euro, up 31.3% on the 12.7 million of 2018, and the impact on sales improved too, to 8.9% from the 7.9% of last year. In Q2, the EBIT margin was 10.5% versus 8.1% of Q2 of 2018. Pre-tax income was 16.9 million euro, and with a tax rate of 28% unchanged from the last year, the net income was 10.2 million of euro, up 37% on the 7.4 million of last year. In terms of balance sheets, group's net financial position showed a positive balance of 53.8 million of euro, 8.7 million less than the year end. The main cash absorptions were dividends for 8.7 million, capital expenditure for 11.5 million, of which 7.4 million on the new building. On the net financial position, the IFRS 16 had an impact too, and the new standard decreased the net financial position of 4.9 million, and without it, the net financial position would have been equal to 58.7 million. And in the meantime, the fixed asset of the group increased for the same amount. We also recall that 12 million of euro are cash invested in insurance policies that by their nature are included among no current financial assets and so not included in net financial position. Looking to the breakdown of the turnover by business, in the medical sector, all application segments recorded revenue growth, and the best result was achieved in after-sales service activities and sales of consumable, with a turnover of 22.4 million euros, up 43%. And the good performance is mainly due to the upgrade on IPL system for epilation and sales of fibers for urological uses. Excellent results were registered in aesthetic segment with a turnover of 60.6 million, up 90%. And the growth was highlighted in all the main application segments, hair removal, skin resurfacing, body contouring, and tattoo removal, also sustained by the launch of the new products. The surgery sector was close to 10% growth, due above all to the system for urological application used for lithotripsy and treatment of benign prostatic hypertrophy, mainly sold by Quanta System. The therapy segment is in line with the last year, with a slight revenue increase of 2% compared to the same period of last year. Also, in the industrial application sector, growth remained strong in all the main segments. Laser cutting, which represents the main segment in the industrial sector, showed double-digit growth thanks to the sales of metal laser cutting system, and the revenue is 58.5 million euros, so with an increase of 13% on the last year. Growth in the laser market was also very favorable, with an increase of around 11%, with a turnover of 9.2 million of euros, especially for identification applications. In the industrial sector too, the most significant growth was recorded in after-sales service, which showed an increase of 34% compared to the last year, and with a turnover of 6.2 million of euros in H1 2019, thanks to the consistency achieved by the installed base. Looking to the distribution of revenue by geographical areas, the largest growth in both sectors was recorded in extra-European countries, followed by Europe, while the Italian market showed a single-digit growth. During the period, there was the recovery of competitive positions and profitability on the Japanese aesthetic market, thanks to the new versions of systems dedicated to hair removal and to the provision of upgrades on the installed base. Moreover, Quanta System recorded excellent performance in urological system, in particular sold to American OEMs. Good performance in industrial sector in China and in Brazil. Andrea, please go ahead with the guidance.
So as I mentioned before, we see good traction in most of our markets. For the rest of the year, we expect a solid overall performance in medical. In the industrial market in China, we expect business to be softer than in the first half. In Italy and Europe, stronger. In face of a more challenging comparison to the previous year that we are going to face in the second half, we expect revenue growth for the year to widely top 10%, and EBIT to improve more than revenues. I mean that an EBIT margin increase. With this, we are done with our presentation, and so we are ready for your welcome questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Edoardo Girelli with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hello and good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations for your quarter. I got three questions basically. The first one is about the cost of raw material, which I noticed it remained pretty stable in the semester and slightly negative in the second quarter. So raw materials did not increase, while it increased significantly the cost of services. And I was wondering if this reduction in raw material incidence is going to continue in the following quarter, and where does it come from? The second question is about your China investments, your China plans. In particular, how much the CapEx is expected to increase in this year and in the following year? And the final one is about Onda. The contribution of Onda is increasing, and I would like to know if it's possible, if you can just give us an idea on how much Onda is contributing to this year and in the next ones. Thanks.
Thank you, Eduardo. Sincerely, I don't have the perception about a dramatic change in the cost for raw materials. Probably we had an increase in purchase in the second quarter, which doesn't mean the cost, because we also had probably an increase. We had a change in the increase in the purchase, but the actual cost is not materially changed. What changed a little bit at the end of the quarter probably is the ending inventory, which needs to be considered for the cost. Maybe we will have the time to check better the numbers, but I don't see an increase in the impact of raw materials in our costs of goods sold. I mentioned on this way that there is a sharp decrease in the cost of one of our most significant components, which is the fiber laser source for our sheet metal laser cutting systems manufactured in China. But basically, the cost is decreasing, but also the price is decreasing, and the impact of cost on revenue remains more or less the same. Second question was on CapEx. We are going to slow down with the CapEx investment in the second half of the year and in 2019. Most of the buildings are now completed. Most of the buildings that we had planned to complete throughout the year, which means Florence is completed, the new building. ASA has completed the building. Asclepion completed it in Q3. We opened it this Monday. Quanta has completed the new building. Wenzhou has completed most of the construction, but still has to complete part of the construction. Lasit has to complete the construction, and Lini, which is newly added. I believe we will have only a few millions left over in this 2019 and probably some further million for the furnace, for the organization of the buildings still to be completed in the first month of 2020, especially for Lini. After this, we will go back to the standard capex, which is our ordinary capex, which, depending upon the years, because it's not absolutely stable, can vary from a minimum of 2 to a maximum of 4 million per year. Onda. Onda, we are very happy, you know, with Onda, because still we are selling very well. We are talking of hundreds of units sold. Of course, at this point of the year, we never give numbers, but we are not talking of a unit which will dramatically exceed the 10 million of yearly turnover. Nevertheless, given the variety of our products and the number of products that we are offering, should we hit the 10 million revenue with one single product, this would be one of the single bestsellers of the group.
Okay, thanks.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfa with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I hope you can hear me. My question is related to, let's say, the operational leverage for next year, and in particular, which kind of growth rate do you need to expand margin in 2020? I mean, with a 5-10% growth rate, can you expand margin? That's my first question. And the second one...
I'm sorry, I cannot understand what you're saying. I can't understand the words.
Okay, I will talk on the phone. Sorry about that. Now, my question is related to the operational leverage for next year, and in particular, which kind of growth rate do you need in order to expand margin also in next year? So with a 5 to 10% top-line growth, would you be able to expand margin next year, EBIT margin? The second one is maybe your comment on what are your expectations in terms of mix between the two divisions, i.e. would you expect from now onward medical and aesthetic to outpace industrial, or what is your view on this? And then, looking at the cash generation in the first half, net or IFRS, there was not much cash generation. Would you expect to generate cash in the H2, thanks also to some dismantling of working capital? So maybe also some comments on you from that standpoint. Thank you.
Okay, starting from the last question, cash generation. I don't think we did bad in this first half. You have to consider that 4 million is accounting. 5 million is accounting. We increased the debt due to the accounting principle. And in the same period, we paid dividend for 7 million, and we had capex for about 13,
11.
For about 11. So I don't believe cash generation from operations, excluding this components, was bad. Of course, we had an increase in inventory that is typical of this period of the year, because we are starting to build up the inventory in order to be able to deliver all what we need to deliver, especially in the third and fourth quarter, especially looking forward to the fourth quarter, which is typically the richest one, and we have an increasing number of components which have a very, very long lead time. Expected growth. We invested by doubling our production capacity. Of course, when we come to the initial forecast at the beginning of the year, since our markets are very variable, and even though they mark very interesting long-term trends, we can never be very confident on what's going to happen on the short term. But for sure, we designed and we made all this investment for growing much more than 5% per year. So we believe that with our growth below 10%, probably we will be able to maintain the standard, the profitability level at the levels we are. Of course, by increasing in the high units or over 10% the revenue growth, we will be able to increase EBIT margins. But this is a very generic principle. Markets vary very quickly. The leverage effect is given by the fixed cost, which we can manage somehow, and by the margin, which are driven by our ability to timely bring on the market new products. So mine is a really very, very general sentence. For sure, we wouldn't have invested 30 million in 2 years to grow 3% per year in the coming years. Did I answer all your question, Andrea? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Pronto? Hello?
Pronto?
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone.
Thanks.
The next question is from Emanuel De Figueiredo with LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I just have two questions. One is a follow-up from your remarks earlier on the call with respect to an expected improvement in the market conditions for Italy in terms of industrial lasers. Could you just give a little bit of color of why do you expect an improvement in industrial lasers in Italy? And then secondly, on your R&D budget, can you tell us, or again, just give some color, how much of the R&D these days is for clinical studies and how much is for the technical side? And also just from an accounting point of view, how much is capitalized and how much is expense through the P&L? Thank you.
Thank you, Emmanuel. When I say that I expect a good recovery of the Italian market for sheet metal cutting, I'm referring to the fact that we are not happy with what happened in the first half, which was relatively slow. Also because on the Italian market we were slowed down by the move that Carlet Penta performed during the month of June, which affected somehow sales of the period by procrastinating and shifting to the second half a few systems. So we know now that at least from the numbers we have to do today in terms of order bookings, that the second half will be materially better than the first half. We are spending more and more in clinical studies, also because more and more clinical studies are needed to achieve regulatory clearances for products. And this is a trend that will impact our business also going forward due to the adoption of the new MDR rules for the sale of medical system in the CE. I know that you're spending several hundreds of thousands of euro in clinical studies in this month. In this month, one of the most expensive accounts is the Mona Lisa touch studies that we are undergoing in the United States, that luckily sees a cost sharing with Cynosure, otherwise it would be really very, very expensive. I don't have a number yet, but for sure, still the largest part or R&D expense sits in all the engineers, all the expenses in time and material that are located to R&D all over the world. I believe that probably clinical expense today varies from 10 to 20% of the total expense in R&D, more or less. And concerning the accounting system adopted for R&D expenses, most of R&D is expenses, is in the yearly expense. Only a very small part of R&D is capitalized. only a very small part. I believe that, I mean, I'm going to the numbers. We reported 7.8 million of R&D expense in the first half of 2019. I believe that in the same period we probably had booked into assets not more than 300,000 of assets for R&D.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà with Bank Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, I hope you can hear me now. I do apologize, but I'm traveling. I completely lost all the answer to my question. So if you can be very synthetic, I would appreciate it, but I lost everything, though. I just connected with Emmanuel, just a part of the Emmanuel question.
You asked us the expected growth rate to make money. My answer is we invested 30 million to grow rapidly. To grow rapidly for us doesn't mean grow 5%. We expect our plans, our expectations, our ambition is to grow much more than 5% over the next year. Of course, should we grow in the small digits area, we wouldn't be able to grab the leverage effect. I believe that what we can see also from this year financials is when growth solidly gets over 10%, we can have a solid increase in marginality. Those numbers, though, this statement is a generic statement. We have several markets with several impacts on margins. We could undergo a phase of lowering margin in certain areas. And we also could undergo a phase of increasing margin for some products that we have in the pipeline ready for delivery. So this was the question to the margins. Then the cash, I don't believe we did a very bad job in cash generation in this 6 months. You have to consider that 5 million decrease in the net financial position is due to accounting principles, so it's not real, it's just how it is represented. You have to consider we paid out 7 and change million in dividends, and so the rest, and that we had about 11.12 million in capex. Of course, there was an increase in net working capital, 6 million, which is quite typical of the second and the third quarter in preparation of the increase of volumes of the third and fourth quarter, which typically decreases at the fourth quarter where we have the maximum cash generation.
And just finally, what are your expectations between the two divisions? Very quickly, I mean.
I believe that we can do very well in both divisions. Of course, our industrial division today is heavily dependent upon the Chinese market, which is by far our largest market. So, of course, things might change depending upon the macroeconomic events. If the clouds are clear out from this tariff war, I believe in China we can have a future with a quicker growth than in the medical that is anyway expected to grow. If the uncertainty that is driven on the Chinese market by the tariff war and by other macroeconomic issues will continue to create issues on the Chinese market, we might see, as we have seen in this first half of 2019, the medical market grow faster than the industrial.
Thank you very much, Andrea. Sorry about that.
No problem.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. If you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Gentlemen, there are no more questions. There is a question from Emily Da Silva with Eiffel. Please go ahead.
Hi, I only have one question. Could you please tell us what was the amount of revenue made in China in this half year?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. There was an echo. Could you please repeat?
Okay. Yes. What was the revenue made in China for the first six months?
Revenue made in China.
What is the revenue? What drives the revenue? No capital.
Revenue.
The amount. Yeah, the sales. The sales in China.
Yeah. The sales made in China. Yeah, the sales made in China, I believe, is about 55 million of euro, more or less. And I'm talking about the industrial department. Plus, I believe we have a few million, a handful of million in the medical, maybe two or three, but we go more or less this is the number.
Okay, thank you. And maybe just one last question, if you hear me. I don't know if you hear me.
Yes.
Okay, I maybe have just one last question regarding the service growth, which is quite impressive. Could you just remind us what are the main drivers for the growth of your service business, please, both in medical and industrial area?
Yes, there are two or three elements that need to be pointed out about the service. In medical, we have a structural growth that comes from the increase of the sale of optical fibers for urology surgeries. Each surgery that is performed in urology or in endovascular needs a optical fiber. It can be multi-use or it can be single-use, but you need a fiber. And so we sell a high volume of fibers, which is increasing with the installed base. The more system we sell, the more the volume increases, which is, of course, increasing with the total of installed systems we have on the market. Then we have, again, a structural increase, which is the time and material that we charge to customers for after-sales service. And there is one event which is taking place this year, which is a run of upgrades to the installed base of IPL systems in Japan. We have thousands of installed systems in Japan. We account the upgrades under service, and so this will increase in the year the service revenue, and it has happened already about three or four years ago. It's a non-recurrent revenue because after the upgrade will be done on all the units, so we won't be charging this revenue. We won't be getting this revenue anymore. For what concerns industrial service, there are a few consumables which are nicely growing, which is the sale of the gas bottles for our RF laser sources. But the largest increase comes again with time and material charged with on the installed base, which is increasing dramatically, especially in China. And so we start charging maintenance services and in some cases also contract. In this year, there has been a trend which sees the increase of upgrades. Again, we are talking of upgrades, so it's something which will not last forever because once you have upgraded all the systems, which can be potentially upgraded, you're done. The upgrade we are performing is from the legacy CO2 laser systems. We change the CO2 laser source, we swap it with a new fiber laser source. This is a service in which we take the old laser source for back basically for nothing because it needs to be disposed. There's no market anymore for old high-power CO2 laser sources, and we sell the upgrade, which involves the laserization with a new laser head and a new laser source. So this has been a job which is increasing in the amount, and of course it involves the customer that don't want to spend the whole money to buy a full new system, but prefer to increase the performance of the system they're already owning.
Okay, thank you. Does it mean that? Yeah?
Can I go back? I'd like to go back because I was slightly off. The consolidated sales of our Chinese companies in the first 6 months of the year have been about 47 million. Out of this, about 2 million are actually out of China because we charge also outside. But anyway, the increase of the sales in our two facilities in 2000 and first 6 months have been around 15%.
15?
Yeah.
5-1. Okay.
1-5.
1-5. Yes, it was. 1-5, yes.
They increased 1.5%.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so looks like we're done. Thank you for being with us, and I wish to all of you a beautiful end of summer weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.